When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There are times, there was a lot of times this season in what's turned out to be a miserable season that that players that were that have owned by Blackburn Rovers, that played for Blackburn Rovers for years, when the shit hits the fan or we're chasing games, which we were forever so doing so at the back end of the season because we were always seemed to be losing and chasing the game. Harvey Elliott was always the only one that I would see that would be putting in the extra mile. He'd be going the extra shift. And for me, that rang so true with me. And I thought, you know what, fair play to that. He doesn't belong to us. We've got him here on a loan, but he's playing for the badge. He's playing for the respect of the game. Whereas other guys that we own and we've had them for years, they're not making that extra cause. They're not chasing those dead balls that you might be able to just make it. Those other guys were just, I'm not going to chase that. And for me, that showed that a lot of character, even though, you know, he's going to 6 months time or whenever those instances will happen, he's going to be back at Anfield. And those memories of him at Ewood will be gone. A tremendous, tremendous attribute to the game. Those early concerns with the social media, blah, blah, blah. Forget about it. You've got yourselves a good player. And I was thinking about this the other day. I was thinking, you know, if he was of another nationality, if he was Scottish or Welsh, would he be going to Euros? I think so. I think he's of a standard already to be playing at that sort of international football. I'm not, you know, England, not just yet, but perhaps if he was to take a chance next season with Liverpool in those cup games, he might be in the conversation perhaps for that World Cup, which is only whatever is 18 months away or something like that, November, whenever it is.
He has really, really impressed in the last couple of weeks and months, and you've only got to see to go onto Twitter and have a little look at some of the Porto supporters and the just fans of the league in terms of him leaving. It was, you know, the mentions of the club's feed were flooded. They posted the images of him kissing the badge yesterday, and they knew what they were doing when they did that, because there was just that image alone with no caption, if I remember rightly, and people were saying, like, stay, you've got to do everything to keep him. But it's just a lot of money. Even if you're talking 12, 15 million, you know, reduced price tag, it's a lot of money for a Portuguese club. We'll see. Hopefully they can try and work something out and get something. It'd be great to see him back in Portugal, because he is getting better each week. And you think if he'd have sort of been in and around the first team picture from the get-go, and he was allowed to get up to speed by the time the campaign kicks off, those early sort of Champions League games, the early games in the cup, then, but as you say, he's being trusted. You know, what was that? I think is it 38 games or 39 games for Porto in all competitions, which would make sense. You don't get into Sergio Conceição's team if he doesn't trust you. He's an ardent, you know, a 4-4-2, like a very, you know, if you don't stick to your task, you don't play. And he's, you know, he's played enough to show that he can be trusted.
I think the majority of us sort of expected him to come in and be sort of just stepping into the shoes of Ben Davis a little bit. But we also went ahead and signed Liam Lindsay from Stoke, who sort of stepped into that role. And there was a bit of a vacancy that opened up at right back. You know, it's been a real sort of problem position for us all season. We sold Darnell Fisher, our number one right back, in January. We've had different players sort of filling in there throughout the season. And one game, you know, Alex Neil just decided to throw him in there. And he does have sort of a lot of those sort of characteristics, but it has surprised me quite actually how well he's actually taken to that role. You know, he's not sort of the fastest of players, but he can get up and down the pitch quite well. I think he uses his body fairly well. And don't get me wrong, there's still obviously like drawbacks to his to his game and stuff like that. He's still a player who's learning on the trade. But no, I think the majority of North End fans would welcome him back next season, probably to play that centre-half role, because I think that he's sort of just been doing a job at right-back this time round. But no, he's filled in quite solid. That's the best way to describe it, really.
Yeah, because it's interesting, because I'm just looking through Transfermarkt and seeing how his sort of season panned out for you. He comes off on as a substitute against Rotherham at centre-half, and then he's on the bench for the next three. And then, yeah, you know, he's dropped in at right-back. And I mean, he's literally played every game for you since then. I mean, what would you... if you had to describe any particular standout performances, any come to mind?
There was one, I think, Middlesbrough away. He was getting up the pitch quite well in that one. He very nearly scored an absolute worldie as well from outside the box. It clipped the bar in the end. And that's probably the thing that surprised me most about him, actually, is his ability to sort of get forward. You know, you've always sort of, I don't know, the stereotypical view of a centre-half playing at the right-back is someone who's going to do the job defensively but be a little bit limited in getting across the halfway line. But, you know, he's happy to get forward. Technically, I think he's a pretty sound footballer. You know, he's always showing for himself. He's not someone who's sort of been shying away from the ball. The one drawback that there definitely has been from him playing as a fullback, though, is he cannot take throw-ins to save his life. we might be into like double figures in terms of the amount of foul throws that he's taken throughout the season.
Wow.
I suppose being a centre-back, he's never really been asked to do that much throughout his career that he's been asked to at North End. But that was definitely something that always stood out to us that, I'm sure he'll look to improve on over the summer.
Carrius had a nightmare, hasn't he? Barely played. Been second choice goalkeeper for a team that's a modest Bundesliga team. I know they've done very well, and that's probably influenced why he's ended up. You know, he didn't start the season in goal, and there was no reason to change it. The goalkeeper who played has kept his place. Teo, a mixed season for him in the sense that he had an injury at a pretty awkward time, which cost him. You know, I think he got it in February, and he only just come back for the last couple of games of the season. But the aim for him is different to Karius. You know, he's at a different stage of his career. Karius, unfortunately, you know, it's not difficult to sort of say that night in Kiev has changed his career. You know, not for the better. Which I know there's people who don't have a lot of sympathy for footballers, and I think there's a few people who don't have a lot of sympathy for Loris Karius. I do. You know, I think, you know, he made mistakes in a big game. That's all. You know, he didn't, you know, it's changed his career. You know, he went to Besiktas and had some moments, but really didn't re-establish himself. And he's gone to Union Berlin, which maybe would have been seen as a perfect, you know, move for him. I think his girlfriend is from Berlin. So it was, you know, if it suited him on a personal level, it's a league and a country he's obviously very familiar with. And it hasn't worked out for him. And he is at a crossroads now in his career, another crossroads in his career this summer.
He reminds me in different ways here. Don't take this out of content, but he reminds me like Robinson. They play back a lot, Liverpool's fullbacks, but they also play forward and across field. So I had to have a pop at Adam once for saying, stop going back, play forward, step in, because we play a 3-5-2 and he's higher, so he's a left wing back rather than a left back. And then lately we played a 4-4-2, which he was left back, and he kept trying to switch going the other side. Now we have a way of playing is you break one line, you've got to go and break the next one, where Liverpool are happy to go across field and Trent and Robbo just ping it to each other, don't they, at times. We ain't got the players for that. We play a different way and how you get into the third. So it was interesting. We had to say, well, stop doing that, stop going back. Because in our league, people are cheating, waiting for you to, whereas in a Premier League, you just drop off, don't they, most teams. And you play out, we play. If you're you're better, you'll score. If we're better, we'll score. However they work it. But ultimately, we want them getting forward. We feel he's an attacking left wing and attacking left wing back. Left back, he's still got a lot to do in terms of because of his physical size and everything else. But as I say, you know, going out and having that valuable experience, it's going to obviously do him in due course. Do him well, basically, you know.
With Wilson, he is a kind of moments player. So you might not actually see him play that well for 90 minutes, but he does produce these kind of big clutch moments. And the nature of Cardiff season meant that they didn't have that many huge games. But the standout game has to be the game against Birmingham recently, where he scored a hat-trick. And I don't know if you've seen the goals, but you can't wish to see a better hat-trick. All of them outside the box. Just brilliant goals. And that kind of perhaps didn't sum him up because his numbers, by his own admission, perhaps aren't quite what you'd have wanted to be, because those three goals took his tally to 7. He wanted a few more, he said, after that game. But they do kind of represent the fact that he's maybe not a player who's involved every minute of every game, but when he does, he makes a difference. And then with Shea Ojo, his good spells really came when they had a good spell under Neil Harris earlier in the season. So before he lost his job, Ojo was playing in a front two with Kiefer Moore. And it was actually a new role, as far as we could see, compared to what he'd done before. And yeah, he looked really adept at various different roles. He was very useful away from home. Cardiff had this unusually good away record over the last year, and he was a big part of that, stretching teams, being able to counter. And he scored a really nice goal at Preston, where he combined with Kiefer Moore. So I think Preston away maybe for Shea Ojo, and Birmingham for Harry Wilson. Those seemed like two of the standout performances.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.